Uh-oh, are we in the building? I'm feeling great. Feeling great. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite podcast on these podcast show streets. The Opinionated Brothers is back. Your boy Ty and Cousin Scrap are in the building.
Ba-doom.
We in the building. What's going on, cuz? How you feeling?
I'm having one of those trucked mornings.
Mornings.
Yeah, man. You know, your fuel card don't want to work.
Oh, no.
Deposit ain't deposited yet. Like, what's going on? I don't know what's going on this morning.
Wait. They ain't hit you with the money? The munions?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Scott, we can't be driving if the munions ain't munioning.
Listen, man, the money wasn't there this morning, So I'm like, what's going on?
Oh, see.
So now I got to go get in paper, you know? Let me tell y'all this right here.
I'm a customer service people.
Let me tell y'all something here. For those who work at the cash register, okay? If somebody hand you something, hand it back. Don't sit on a fucking counter, guys. That shit is fucking crazy. Like, bro, I just had to spaz out on the lady at the truck stop because I'm like, why you set my shit on the counter?
Yeah, because
I gave it to you hand to hand.
Hand to hand, yep. Hand to hand. Don't set my shit. I feel like, it's a little bit of disrespect. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going, because you don't know where that counter been. You don't know who touching that shit. That's nasty.
Let alone, I don't know where your hand's been.
Absolutely.
So I still handed it to you.
She threw it on the counter.
Don't sit my shit on the counter, bro.
Oof.
Oh, don't put my shit in the bag. Oof. Put my shit in my hand.
That's a fact. I can't be.
Y'all customer service people be tweaking, bro. Some of y'all, not all of y'all. But yeah. Especially the ones with the light paint job. I ain't gonna say what I wanted to say.
Ooh.
But the ones with the light paint job, y'all know what I be talking about, man.
I know, Scrap. Because that's a Patreon episode we got to have. That's a Patreon. We have to really talk about a lot of, and it's just not customer service, Scrap. It's a lot of these 30 plus, 40, 50, even 50 plus that's having these paint jobs on their head. And it's getting out of fucking hand. It's getting out of hand. The it's not even cranial prostheses anymore. Like y'all, what did Gucci Man say? Ice cream paint job? Oh, y'all done went far beyond that shit. Like y'all, it is ridiculous. Yo, Scrap, I can't tell you how many times I've seen it up here, and niggas think they be. Let's not, Scrap, because we'll go into a whole shit. Listen, I hope everybody.
Yeah, bro, we ain't even gonna do it to him.
I hope everybody is having a great week. We are recording a little early. It's Friday. I will be heading out to Detroit this weekend for one of my best friends, my brother's baby showers. Having his first child, you know what I'm saying? PVC3 is coming. You know what I'm saying? And I know his fiance is due at any moment. Cause I know she is getting big, and I know that baby got a big head. Cause my brother got a big head. You feel what I'm saying? My boy got a big ass head. So I know. So I'm like, yo, this is gonna be lit. Haven't seen my boys in a while. So and haven't been home in Detroit in a while. So I'm very excited. But other than that, be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to us. You feel what I'm saying? And subscribe to our YouTube channel, Epic Echo Productions, and follow us for more updates on the Opinionated Brothers and other shows that we have on our network at Epic Echo Pro, or just type in Epic Echo Productions, and you'll find us right there. All right. Listen, we got a good show for y'all today. Not a long one, but a good one. We're not going to be here for a long time, but of course, a good time. Clip of the week this week. Scrap, let me ask you a question real quick. When you do laundry.
Laundry.
When you do laundry.
I like how you said that.
When you do some laundry, right? How, when you dry your clothes, how many dryer sheets do you put in the dryer?
However many my finger rub across.
Oh shit. Yo, that's a fucking fact. So listen, clip of the week this week, and we'll talk about it a little bit more after. It's Kev on stage. Shout out to Kev on stage. He talked about this tweet on Twitter about how many dryer sheets black people put in the dryer. Let's take a listen real quick, and let's hear what Kev got to say about that.
I saw this on the internet. It said, black folks, come here. You only need one dryer sheet in the dryer. And first of all, mind your business, because you're in mine. This is my personal dryer sheet business. I'm a big dryer sheet fan. Minimally three dryer sheets per load, because I like to get them out the dryer when they hot and take a deep. That smell of fresh laundry is great. It wears off when you have to put it away and fold it, but the first moment you're taking it out of the dryer is good. I can't imagine putting one dryer sheet in. And then she goes on to say this. Be honest, you need 4 to 6 dryer sheets because you're putting too many clothes in the dryer at once. Yes. Yes, I am. I often got to run that dryer all the way through, open it, check, still a little damp, run it again. I know you can put less clothes in there, but I feel more efficient stuffing the clothes in, even though it takes more time. It's better and more blah, blah, blah. I'm going to waste efficiency, and I'm going to use a lot of dryer sheets.
I agree wholeheartedly, Scrap. When I do laundry, if I'm not hanging my clothes, which most of the time I am doing, if I'm doing laundry by myself in my house, which, you know, certain clothes get hung, certain clothes get in the dryer.
Well, listen, I'm throwing the motherfucking dryer sheets like ones in the strip club.
You feel me? Listen, I'm like Gambit with the dryer sheets, nigga, like cards, nigga. Like the nigga at the casino. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Like, don't police my dryer sheetness.
What? One dryer sheet.
One dryer sheet is crazy. That's crazy work. You diabolical on that type tip. That's not demure at all.
You might as well turn on that motherfucking Lil Wayne when you see me. I make it rain on them clothes.
Talking about you put all them clothes in the damn dryer. Yes, madam, I do. I do put some a little bit more clothes in the dryer that need to be, and I'm gonna put a lot more dry sheets that need to be up in there too. I've been doing that all my life.
I'm with Kevin with the I'm a dryer sheet fan, like my lady, like,
yes.
When I met my lady, because she was like, you know, when she met me and she seen me wash clothes for the first time, like, damn, baby, you put all the dryer sheets in there? Like, I love the dryer sheet smell.
Bruh, it's
you know what I'm saying?
They don't understand, like, Scrap.
They'll understand,
I can
bro.
I'll throw away 7 dryer sheets and my clothes smell just like Gang. Stop playing.
What?
Whether it's the Tide, the Bounty, the Gain dryer sheets, oh
even
my
the
God.
Spanish. I don't care if we got the Spanish.
Come on!
What?
Scrap, stop. Scrap.
What? Stop playing with me, man.
Let me tell you something. If I have to wash clothes and you give me like a little box of dryer sheets, don't. Because that box is going to be for one load. That little ass box that you done gave me is for one load. Now I have to probably rip the dry sheet in half and shit. Now just, you know what I'm saying? Now I got to be ghetto. You know what I'm saying? No, I always, always go to Sam's Club, Costco, get the big ass thing of fucking dryer sheets. Cause I know I'ma sit there and, like Scrap said, I'm about to throw them like ones up in that bitch. Nigga, we in the strip club. We in the laundromat.
Right.
Oh man, shout out to Kev on stage. Shout out to our clip of the week. All right, let's get into our MVP of the week this week, Scrap. Dr. Cheyenne Bryant, or by most people who know her now, Dr. Bryant, who was recently on Cam Newton's podcast, and I believe Scrap kind of tore his ass a new one. Not to a degree that she did with Nick, because Nick Cannon, if you go watch her on a Nick Cannon podcast and how she kind of did the same thing, his reaction and Cam's reaction, two different reactions, but it was just like you could definitely tell they were both annoyed. So who is Dr. Cheyenne Bryant? She is a professional life coach, therapist, and she was recently on Cam Newton's show, and I believe we do have some of the clip from the show, from the podcast. Let me see if I can bring it up real quick. And she goes on to talk about basically dysfunctional houses, and how kind of men and women, in a sense, have to stop this making and procreating and having this, I guess, excuse of fear when it comes to marriage and procreation. And she really got into it. So let's hear what she had to say.
So some child, if not all will end up with some kind of deficit without daddy being there. Mm-hmm. Now, you chose to do that. I'm not saying you sat there and woke up one morning and said, I want to be selfish today, so I'm going to go make a baby. Not saying that at all. But those are selfish acts at the expense of your fear. So at what point do you feel the fear? Do it anyways. And yeah, that is a low functioning behavior to say that I am going to create these homes. Oh, let me go better. I'm going to build these houses and put kids and these beautiful women and kids in them, but I ain't going to create a home in them. I'm going to wait till I dissipate my fear to find a wife where I'm still going to be fearful with, because there's no such thing as not having some type of nerve or some type of feeling behind marrying somebody who you're spending your life with. And then I'm going to build a home with her while all these other beautiful babies have houses. That's completely unfair and it's selfish.
Just tell me when I can show.
Yeah, almost. That's completely.
Oh, Scrap, they got into a nice conversation, and you could tell Cam was kind of a little annoyed by what she was saying. But I think, Scrap, and to your point, you've had these kind of discussions on this show. You've kind of said some of the sentiments like Dr. Bryant has kind of said, not to, I think, the degree that she said, but you have said multiple occasions that, hey, niggas, y'all need to wrap it the fuck up. So what are your thoughts on what she said?
I agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that.
And as a father of four, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't married yet.
And that's perfectly fine, but I believe you do have one lady.
Yeah, one lady.
One.
Okay. Just make this. But with that being said,
yes, sir.
Because I know it's a lot of women that think something else, but I'm just going to add this. I know it'd be a lot of you know, men got different women they have babies with, creating broken homes. With that being said, do women think about when they get married and they get a divorce because it ain't going right and y'all have children, y'all think, I don't think they think about that. They are creating a broken home as well.
Elaborate on that for me.
Elaborate, like, you right with your lady, y'all have a child together, and whatever's not going right ain't going right, but instead of y'all talking about it, trying to working it out.
Oh, trying to work
she
it out.
She already went. One she foot trying out the to door. Get a divorce. She get a divorce, and now the baby got to go somewhere. You got to go with you, or got to go with
no,
her.
No, you're right, and that's I agree on that part. Yes,
that's a broken home right there.
No, that's why I think her conversation. I think as she was sitting with Cam to his, you know, he was talking about I got 8 kids, you know, 3 baby moms, and I'm scared of marriage. And the one thing that kind of got me from what he said was, Scrap, and I think this is what took me by surprise from Cam Newton, as intelligent as he is, the one thing that he said that kind of got me kind of, wait, what the fuck, nigga, is like when he said, I just want God to bring him because he want more kids. Right, Scrap? I'm not saying you don't have to have more kids. But the fact that you just talking about, I want God to bring him. Oh, okay, hold up. Hold up. We got a timeout.
Yeah,
there's a time there, Scrap. You feel what I'm saying? Like, there's a time out there because that concept cannot be logical. And I feel like that concept is the same logic that maybe Nick Cannon has, and that's why he was acting so boyishly when she was going at him as well on his show. Cam Newton sat there, took it. You could see the annoyance on his face, but he didn't interrupt her. He didn't disrespect her. He gave her the platform to do so. Nick Cannon, on the other hand, sat there, kept interrupting, kept sitting here trying to go back and forth with her instead of actually taking the time out to actually listen to what the hell she had to say. This is not a woman who I'm seeing as first time she's out here, you know, just doing what she's doing. She's highly educated, obviously, in what she knows and what she does. And it's not just her or us that have been saying this. This has been a thing for years. Now, we're not saying you have to get married. What you do in your home is what you do in your home. But to the women and men out here, we have to stop this trend. And I agree with her. We have to stop this trend of procreating. Procreating, going, I guess, loving, procreating, and then just sitting here leaving and then coming back, leaving and coming. Like, there's a difference between actually being there in a child's life, being present, and then just coming by. What up, little nigga? How you doing? You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's not where we need to be. And I agree with her in talking like, yo, there needs to be more consistency in being there because there's a lack. Listen, Scrap, it's a lot trying to give all your attention to your kids. I don't have them, but I could just imagine. And as a father of 4, I can imagine just giving all your attention, spanning that attention, and plus giving your attention to your lady as well. I know that's a lot. I know that's a lot, but you do it anyway. You do it anyway. Right. You're not leaving. You and your lady not leaving just because sometimes it gets hard and everything. Y'all not sitting here, oh, my God, I got one foot out the door ready to bounce. No, y'all working through your shit. Y'all are loving. Y'all are sitting here doing it. My thing is only this. Make sure that you're present. I don't give a damn how many – well, I do give a damn kind of how many kids you got. But make sure you're present. Make sure you're there. Make sure you're asking your kids, hey, what's going on? Not just coming by. We done had a lot of fathers. There's been too many damn movies, too many black movies where we done seen the father just come on by. It's been too much in our lives where we just seen our fathers and mothers just come on by.
This is like what is that movie with one of the Wayans brothers? He was like, "I'm coming to pick my son up." I came out to pick my son up. He picked him up and put him back down.
Damn, I can't think of that movie. Yeah, I know exactly. He came. I'm picking my son up right now. Picked him up, put him down. Come on. And that was a joke. And that was a joke, Scrap. But that was But that's real life shit. It's real.
No bullshit.
That's real shit. Like, that's real life. Like, come on, y'all. We have to understand, like, we can't just keep, all right, I'm going to come pick my son up. I'm going to come pick my daughter up, right? Whether man or woman, we cannot keep procreating and not being there for the kids and then get annoyed or upset or defensive when somebody tells you the truth.
Facts. And while we on this topic, all this women don't need men don't need women shit.
Yeah, that's
gotta
pissing,
stop.
That been pissing me off. That kind of
thing. They gotta fucking stop. Gotta fucking stop.
It's ridiculous.
Gotta fucking stop.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm so tired of hearing that conversation. I done blocked that. Those man. Type of conversations, I done blocked out of my head now because y'all are sounding more dumb and stupider AF than ever before. I'm just like, and then y'all getting mics and turning them into podcasts, and I'm just like, oh God, no.
Yeah.
Please don't come in this space with your hot air balloon shit. I ain't got time for that, bro. But shout out again to Dr. Bryant. She killed it. And shout out to Cam Newton. Because again, Cam Newton gave her the platform and wasn't mad at all about it. You understand what I'm saying? Could have been annoyed. Again, the truth kind of hurts when you hear it. But sometimes you got to sit in that truth, and that's okay. So shout out to Dr. Bryant and shout out to all she got going on. Clown of the week. Scrap, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the presidential elections. We'll get into
Of course.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know that the presidential, the Republican vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, is, you know, he's the Republican nominee that's Donald Trump's running mate, right? And this guy, I want to see if I can find his picture. Is this him? Is this his dump? Nope, that's not what I need to find. Well, if I can't find the picture, that's fine. But J.D. Vance decided that he wanted to go to a donut shop. Scrap. And I don't know how many times you order stuff. Scrap. You know what I'm saying? Went to a Krispy Kreme particularly or local donut shop in Jacksonville. You just order, be like, you know, let me get a dozen or let me get two dozen or let me get a half a dozen donuts. You know what I'm saying? Assorted. Nothing crazy. You know, if it's your first time, you say, hey, you pick the favorite ones you like and you try them. Nothing like out of the ordinary. You understand what I'm saying? When J.D. Vance went to this local donut shop, this was probably the most awkward order. Like, you witnessing the most awkward ordering of donuts, of ordering of food in life. Like, we got the clip, so let's play it right now. This man.
The Zoom has come to town. Thank you for letting us come in here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. Okay, yeah. She doesn't want to be on film, guys, so just cut her out of anything. Appreciate that, man. I'm J.D. Vance. I'm running for vice president. Let's see.
Okay.
How long are you working?
I've been here since the beginning of July.
Okay.
For this year.
Okay, good. Yeah. How about you, sir?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, good. Just everything. Yeah, it'll be a lot of glazed here, some sprinkle stuff, some of these cinnamon rolls, just whatever makes sense. How long has this place been around?
About 4 years.
Okay. How long have you been here?
A little over 6 months.
Okay, good.
Scrap, I know you won't be able to see it, but I know you weren't able to see it, but Scrap, this man, they counted how many okays and how many goods he said. He said 5 okays and 3 goods. The man talking about, let me get some of this sprinkle stuff. I'm sorry, what? Sprinkle what? Like, I... The older I get and the more I continue to get into politics and not even understand it, but the fact that it's in my face and I have to understand it. So I try to understand it. And the fact that, you know, during this time, these candidates have to go into these cities and these towns and really have to sit here and can I say pander to the American people in a sense? And can I say that was the worst? She say I don't want to be on camera. Y'all still filming her. And then this fool goes out and says, "Hey, I'm running for vice president of the United States." And you know what that black woman said? Okay. Like, what did you want? A red carpet? And then scrap. This is what got me. I didn't even catch this part for real. I think he thought that he was going into some historical landmark. You feel what I'm saying? This man talk about how long y'all been open? They talking about 4 years. They're new. So none of your team did any type of research on how, like, what historical landmarks, even if they're fucking white, historical landmarks within the area that y'all were visiting that have been 20, 30 year staples up in there. No, you go to a 4 year open donut shop. Now, shout out to that donut shop. But as the lady said, she didn't want to be on fucking camera. And your ass sitting there just,
I'm the vice president. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Let me just get some of these glaze, cinnamon rolls, and some of the sprinkle stuff. I said, what sprinkle stuff? What the fuck is the sprinkle stuff? That's what I thought, Scrap. That's what my meant. I was like, oh, you got some of that cocaine, nigga, huh? You got that cocaine. What is up with you? That sprinkle stuff.
That sweet, that last, that good.
Yo! I was like, yo, what is up with this man? Everybody, how long you been here? 2 years. 2 years. Since July. Like, obviously, this store just opened. Obviously, this is a pandemic restaurant. Obviously, they're just now starting to get some traction and shit. Obviously, you did not do your homework. And this is the vice president who wants to be in the seat. Or excuse me, the vice president nominee who wants to be in that seat with Donald Trump. Donald Trump just be wanting to just... All right.
It's crazy.
I can't.
This election is... I just feel like this election right here, Nick?
Right here.
Whoever get in that seat, Republican, Dominican.
Yo, you stupid as hell. Fucking weak, bro. I'm dead. Republican or Dominican, nigga? Shout out.
A Democrat. We're doomed. It don't matter.
What you say? We doomed, Scrap?
We doomed.
Listen, we doomed, I still can't. People still want me to get over Joe Biden saying, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I will never get over that.
Doomed. We've been doomed since.
I will never get over that. And the fact that people still think that shit is null and void, I'm sorry. That still runs in my veins to this day. So whatever Kamala is saying right now, you got to answer to that first. You got to tell me why the fuck did your president say that shit? Tell me that. I don't care what you tell me. Come on this platform and tell me that. But, you know, we a little itty-bitty to them, so, you know, they'll never come up in here. But shout out, you know, to Kamala, you know what I'm saying, and shout out to them. All right, let's get into it. Keith Lee in D.C. So if y'all know Keith Lee, TikTok fooder turned food critic. I guess you want to call him food critic, but just somebody who just turned eating food into a profession, real talk. Shout out to him. He was in D.C., Scrap. And, you know, usually Keith Lee puts out the videos of some of the good restaurants that he was, you know, recommended, because he said, listen, I'm going to D.C. All of these are recommended restaurants. Okay. These are recommended restaurants from folks in D.C., in the D.C. area. Now, I was just in the D.C. area. Shout out to Podcast Movement. So, but I didn't get a chance to really taste DC's food like that. I will be back, trust me. But Scrap, one of the pictures that Keith Lee, or one of the pictures that didn't really get to show on Keith Lee's page, was because Keith Lee decided that he didn't really want to talk about the restaurants that he visited, because some of the restaurants, to most of the restaurants, you know what, just fuck it, just all the restaurants just wasn't fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Scrap? They just wasn't hitting. And one of the pictures that I'm about to put up here was one of the food items that was on his plate. Okay, Scrap. Now, you again, Scrap, you can't see it, but I will send it to you. You feel what I'm saying? Now, Scrap, when I send you this picture, okay, I want you to look at the picture and I want you to tell me what you see. You feel what I'm saying? What do you see on that plate? You feel what I'm saying? Because what I see from what Keith Lee had on that plate looks like diarrhea flow and loose booty. Whoa. For at least 3 days. Okay, now that's just me.
Hold on, man.
That's just me, Scrap. Now that's just me.
Yeah, that look like
that's just me.
To be shrimp macaroni and cheese.
That's supposed to be shrimp mac and cheese. I'm guessing
French fries,
lemon pepper wet.
Lemon pepper wet.
No. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
First of all, I don't even like how the seafood macaroni looking right.
First
now.
Of all, that seafood macaroni ain't even hitting on shit. That shit
why
look
is
nasty
the shrimp
there.
On there? Like-
First of all, did they take the poop out the shrimp? Nope.
Trash!
I can tell. I can tell. That's nasty as
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, the middle of the back ain't even.
Then go to the fries. Yeah. The fries look dry.
The fries ain't looking like. They looking like they've been there for a minute.
Absolutely. Let's maximize this so the people can see it on yeah. YouTube. So the fries look dry. The lemon. I'm guessing this is lemon pepper wet. I'm going to take a guess
like
that looks like lemon pepper wet. But that looks so wet that I feel like if I take a bite out the wang dang, that my ass is going to be feeling something later that I don't want to feel.
That shit going to slide right through you.
Oh, swallow. My God.
Yeah, that's
Scrap. That's nasty.
That's going to make you doo-doo wet right there.
Yo, you going to have to wear some Depends for show.
That's going to make your ass wet.
Oh,
no,
my
dick.
God. Now, I get why Keith Lee did not want to, you know, kind of put these videos out, or to, because social media is going to say Keith Lee's bashing him, right? And he's trying to protect y'all in a sense, right? And shout out to a lot of the restaurants who take a lot of these social media food critics seriously in their food for real, because I trust some of the shit that they be saying. Like, some of the shit be hitting, some of the shit be a miss, but a lot of shit they be saying be facts. Like this shit right here. And the restaurant, Scrap, if you look at the picture, is saying we stand by our food. They said we stand 10 toes. We stand on business all about our food. Our food schmack. That's what they said in the picture. They food is schmacktastic. Huh? Now again, I wasn't in D.C. really to try the food, but if this is what DC food is given? I don't think, not that. I'm not even going to say that. But if it's that, nah, bro.
Trash!
Nah, we can't even rock like that. That's disrespectful. That's disrespect. That's disrespectful to my health. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my health. That's not cool. All right, Steve Harvey, Scrap, has finally responded to Cat Williams. Shall we hear the clip from Uncle Steve? Talk your shit.
Pity any ass hater who is, and you'll never have a hater that's doing better than you. Always know that. Don't get off the wall to dress some pity any ass boy who ain't got shit going for himself. Now you done stopped your climb up on the wall so you can come down here and talk to his little punk ass. Don't do that, man. I stay away from it. Now, do I want to? Yes. Because I'm a human being and I'm hood. I used to be a fighter and I still got hands. They slow, but if you get up on me real close, I can still knock your monkey ass out of you. I just don't have the quickness I have. But I still know how to turn my hip and shift that weight, and I'll knock your short ass out. I'll shoot your perm straight out your head.
Scrap.
That I really couldn't hear the video, but
that was Cousin Steve or Uncle Steve at Invest Fest, and basically what he was talking about was he said he'll basically knock his short ass out. He said I'll whoop your ass. Yeah, I'm from Cleveland. Okay, come on now, Scrap. He from Cleveland. Don't play with that man. He from Cleveland. Okay. Okay, Scrap. Do not fuck with that man. He then went on to say, like, listen, he not as fast as he used to be, but he still got that swing. You feel what I'm saying? He still got that power behind it. So, listen. I don't want the OGs to fight. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I want to see love. Like, that's what I want to see. But I also know, like, niggas don't like each other. You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas really don't fuck with people like that. And I get it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Like, y'all don't like. Once that Cat Williams interview came out in January, Scrap. And that man said, oh, but baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, that shit was hilarious. I feel like that was a whole comedy special in an interview. You feel what I'm saying? And the fact that it took Steve Harvey going to Invest Fest to respond just shows the level of cachet that interview still has to this day. I said at the beginning of the year when we was on this program, I said, that interview is going to be in somewhat the zeitgeist all fucking year. Somebody somewhere is going to reference that interview or respond to that interview in some way, shape, or form. What happens? Steve Harvey goes to Invest Fest and tells the world, I will knock your short ass out. I will knock the perm off your head.
Nah.
Because I'm from Cleveland.
Hey, that'll be something to see.
I'm here for the fight. Okay. Like, I'm here for the fight. Real talk, Scrap. I'm here for the fight. Okay. Put these niggas in the ring. And I know Cat gonna have the quickness. I know Steve gonna have the power. That's gonna be a good boxing match. Come on. Call up Floyd Mayweather and let him put that together if he's not in Dubai or nothing like that. I don't know. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather. I think that man getting prisoned in Dubai, but I don't know. Y'all didn't hear that from me. All right. Listen, let's get into what else we got on the docket for today. Tyler Perry, Scrap. Let me clear out for a minute. Can I do a rant real quick on Tyler? Can I rant on Tyler real quick, Scrap? Can I just do it? Can I just go crazy real quick? Because if there is anybody who can speak about Tyler Perry the way that I'm about to, Scrap, it's me. It's me, Scrap. Now, Scrap, how long you know me? You know me all my life.
All
my life, Scrap. You don't know me all my life. All 30 plus years we have been family. Scrap, how long have I been watching Tyler Perry?
For a long time. Since Tyler Perry came out.
Come on, talk about it. And that was what, 90? I was born in 94, so I've been watching Tyler Perry since like 97, 98. Yeah, I was 4 years old watching Tyler Perry. In school, saying all the euphemisms of fucking Madea.
knew all the slurs, all the lingo, all the language, knew everything about what the fuck you were doing. I knew every Madea play, every fucking song, every fucking damn near actor that you had. I watched all your damn movies. I've watched every Madea movie, and I've watched 80 to 85% of your films, whether good or bad. Hell, I watched Divorce in the Black. That's me supporting. And that's me supporting.
I just watched that. And I'm not no Tyler Perry fan.
That's
I
what don't really. Listen, a lot of people
get, I used to get mad at my cousin because he wanted to watch Madea.
Yep.
And shit. Nigga, I don't want to watch that shit, man. All this listen. Singing on this playing shit. I used to fast forward that motherfucker. Get back to the shit. All this singing shit going on. But hey, you know. You know.
Hey, and this is why I'm qualified to have this rant. This is why I need you on the show to validate why I'm qualified, because this is why Scrap used to watch the shit with me and be like, nigga, turn this shit off. Huh? So this is why I want to rant real quick, and it'd be quick. Tyler Perry, you have grown into probably one of the most prominent moguls in Black culture. You damn near own BET. I know you own BET Plus. So you damn near own BET. You got power over there. You have a whole fucking studio in Atlanta looking like Hollywood over there. Literally Atlanta Hollywood over there. You are Atlanta royalty. You are Southern royalty. You are Black royalty at its finest. No matter what people can say about your movies, no matter what people can say about your plays, you did it your way. You continue to do it your way. I respect that. I've always respected that about you. As I've gotten older, I've looked at you more as in the businessman aspect and less of the fan aspect. As I am still a fan, but less of the fan aspect, more of the businessman acumen of you. And I respect and love everything that you have done to get to the point that you have. Now, with that being said, there is something that needs to be said about, hey, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of change. I just seen something yesterday that was promoted on BET Plus, Scrap. And I've said this for 20 years, Scrap. I'm 30 years old now. Been saying this for 20 years. Can we please, Tyler Perry, change the wigs on these women's heads? Hell, change the wigs on the men's head. Whoever's the stylist, you need to switch it up. Because you're getting into these newly formed shows like The Oval, Sisters, Fatima, all of these shows that have some really great actors and actresses who are very high profile celebrities in a sense and have a very great social media following, so they show their real life. What they don't show is some of the bad wigs that you put on their fucking head. It's getting redundant and it's getting ridiculous. The camera angles, the camera work. It's like we're living back in 2010. It's 2024. People can get better cameras, my dog. Your camera work is worse than mine right now. And I'm shooting off my MacBook camera. Like, there are people who shoot movies off of iPhones that look better than the camera quality that you're giving, that you have been giving for years. I get it. You got to get it out the mud. You got to get it like this. You got to get, bruh. But there comes a point in time to where, okay, you fucking Tyler Perry now. You can do some shit. You've been having number ones, whether they've been good or bad, for years. And you're telling me you can't step up in the stylist and the hair and the camera departments? That's what you're saying? Then you get pissed off when people sit here and criticize your movies and shit like that. Bruh,
You're never going to win an Oscar. Let's just put that to bed.
Damn.
As a fan of yours for 20 plus years, you're never going to win an Oscar.
Damn.
And it's not even because I don't want you to win an Oscar. It's because you stay true to who you are. So the Oscars aren't even looking at your work. You're not the greatest of actors. When it comes to Tyler Perry, the actor, as Madea, you can go off. But hey, Tyler Perry, you are not the greatest of actors. Give me a minute, Scrappy. Hold on. You're not the greatest of actors. And when we talk about you as a director, producer, composer, brother, I'm not saying you can't be all of that. I'm not saying don't put your name on all of that. But what I'm saying is there is nothing wrong with asking for help from people who may know the business or may know that side or may know that skill just a little bit better. And I get it. It's hard to ask. It's hard to sit here and be like, I don't have it all together. But you're Tyler Perry. You can ask. Yes, you've resurrected careers. Yes, you've resurrected a lot of, and you've put people on. You've done all that. But can we elevate going into the new season? Can we do that? And can we not be so, I guess, so Erykah Badu about it? I'm so sensitive about my shit. I get it. But without the constructive criticism, I would not be where I am. Without people telling me what I need to hear instead of what I really fucking want to hear, I would not be where I am. I would not be as successful in my craft as in my career as I am right now. You have to, at your old age, be able to take some type of constructive criticism. Be able to hear it, even if it's true, and not dismiss it. Because everybody's not out to get you. People actually are trying to help you. Your movies aren't bad. They're just not Oscar worthy. And that's okay, because they're always number ones. So as long as you got a number one, that don't fucking matter. You bringing in the dough. You bringing in the moolah, baby. But the camera work, the styling work, the wig work has to be better. Again, Scrap, I just seen something yesterday popping up on fucking the Fire Stick, just a promotion. And the wig looked terrible. Terrible. And I said, we're still doing bad wigs in 2024, Tyler Perry? And you live in Atlanta? Where you shoot everything is in Atlanta, where I feel like hair is like, it's supposed to be the number one thing you keep sacred. Like, that's the thing. Can the stylist from Love and Hip Hop go over there? What's happening? Yikes. They got better wigs and better hair than y'all. God damn.
Trash.
I'm done. Go ahead, Scrap.
And just to add on one thing, Tyler Perry, what I be seeing, that is this concept of, I don't know about all the movies, but the ones that I see, it's always, dude, be known the woman or be treating the woman bad, and then yep. She run off to the new guy.
And then the new guy, and then the old guy come back, try to kill them all and shit. Yeah, bro. It's
like, come on, can we switch it up here?
That too. That part too.
Can we get a different, what that shit called?
A different genre. Storyline. Yeah, storyline. That part. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on, man.
Because Divorce in the Black was just like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Shit, that's Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Thank you.
If you ask me.
Scrap, you said it, not me.
You know?
You said it, not me, but you're right. You're not wrong. No. We're not wrong. You're not wrong. You are not wrong. Yeah, like, Tyler Perry, this is
the scene of them taking the body out of the casket was dying.
Listen, now Tyler Perry gonna take it over Edge. I will say this. Now that's something I was not expecting. Now Divorce in the Black was just like a wait a minute. It was one of the movies like, wait a minute, Tyler, what the fuck was you on type shit? But like when them niggas took the body out the casket, I was like, now wait a minute. Now Tyler fucking Perry. Hold the fuck up. Wait. Is niggas really doing like, But you know what? What I love about Tyler Perry is that Scrap, even though these storylines get redundant, these are storylines that be happening in real life all damn day, every fucking day.
Right.
We see these shit on social media every fucking day. I remember seeing a video of somebody coming into the funeral and going into the casket, acting a fool in the casket, and they running up. So nigga, if he's seeing this shit on social media, nigga, why not put it in the goddamn movie and have niggas like, wait, what? That happens? Yes, it does. You know you've seen it on the socials. Stop it. It happens. It's crazy, but yeah, it's redundant. But it works. It works for him. And again, he has Divorce in the Black broke records on Amazon. Listen, I'm not mad at Tyler Perry. He does what he does. He know how to do it. But it's just some things that I just feel as a fan and as a businessman that you could, not as businessman particularly, but as a fan that you could work on. But that's just my rant. I'm done. I'm done with that. All right, let's get into Rolling Stone's top 25 creators of 2024. So, Scrap, I'm not even gonna lie. All these creators, I don't know. I'm not gonna hold you. I don't know this bunch of these kids, because you know the top 25 creators, Rolling Stone creators, and you know this is basically for the kids. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's like 26 and younger. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is for them. You know what I'm saying? So, some of the, let me get the list real quick. So, the top 25 most influential, from TikTok mainstays and Instagram stars to streaming heavyweights and YouTube legends, here is this year's biggest players. Now, what I will say is that I did see the list, and I'm pretty upset, Scrap, that Super Ray 14K is not on the list. If you know Super Ray 14K, he is the hilarious voiceover king right now on Instagram.
That's my boy.
Yeah, he be going crazy. You feel me? He's funny as hell, from the D, 313 stand up. We're just mad that he wasn't on the list. That was like, come on, bro. You could have put my man.
Because
that's the type I want to be. That's the type of white I want to be. God damn it. All right, so let's get into this list. Number 25 is Wendy Guevara. Don't know you. She is a TikTok star, but shout out to her. She made 25. Number 24 is Name Nadulu. She's a TikTok star on with 2.4 million followers. I actually watch her sometimes. Scrap, she is the lady that be talking about pomposity and shit like that, Pooncassidy and shit like that. Yeah, she crazy, but I fuck with her. And she black, so shout out to her. Number 23, Mandy Lee. Don't know you, but shout out to you. She's on TikTok. Reese Feldman with 2.4. He's on TikTok. Shout out to you. Who is this? Aaliyah's Interlude, TikTok 2.9. Shout out to you. Number 20, Monette Michael, TikTok 3.8 million. Shout out to her. RCDC World. RCDC World made the list at number 19. You feel me? They got mad subscribers on YouTube with over 7 million. Mad TikTok followers, mad Instagram followers. So shout out to them for making the list. 18, Tony Bravo, TikTok. Shout out to him. Don't know you. 17, Omar Hurst Show. Don't know you guys, but shout out to y'all. Y'all on Instagram with 1.6. Wisdom K, who looks like an old young guy from Texas. Got TikTok with 11.6, black man, shout out to you. 15 is Hassan Piker, Twitch with 2.7, shout out to you, my guy. 14 is Jake Shane, 3.1 on TikTok, shout out to you. Now, this is the one that kind of got me, Scrap. I'm not going to hold you, all right? This is the one that kind of made my eyes go, Scrap Drewski comes in at number 13. Now, how do you feel about that placement, Scrap? Drewski at number 13. With all that Drewski's been doing all year.
I'm not even going to lie. They hate me for this.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who above him.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who above him.
Uh-oh. So do we, what you about to say, Scrap?
But, he probably top five, but I don't think he the funniest guy. I don't, Drewski funny, but.
Right.
I don't think he the funniest.
You don't think he the funniest? No, I get that. No, I get that.
One second, man. I think we got HD coming in. Hold on, man.
Wait, what? What's happening? Do we have HD coming in the building?
HD!
Smolioli.
Whoa!
Smolioli.
Whoa! Is that the HD coming to see me?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just to tap in for the one time with the one time.
What's
Hello.
Happening, Big yeah. Dog? How you feeling?
Like the heat on the back of my neck.
Oh, how that Florida heat hit you?
Man, kick rocks, Florida. I'm talking about it.
What you said?
I'm talking about like some old Alpine.
Man, I'm talking about like some Al Green back in the day.
What you say, some Alpine?
Well, that thing's smacking right now.
Listen, we're talking about the Rolling Stones top 25 creators. I'm on number 13, Drewski. Now, I was asking Scrap. Now, Drewski is over.
Sorry. What it just reminded me of Desi Banks.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Desi took them shots.
Hey!
At that yeah, yeah.
Hey, listen. Now, yeah. Desi Banks should have been on this list as well. That's just one of my things, but I'll leave that alone. Drewski's at number 13. HD, where do you? Well, let me get through the last 12, and then I'll ask y'all that question. How about that?
Who's the first 13?
Well,
wait, he get into it.
The first, what was it? First 12. I'm not gonna say irrelevant, but I don't know them like that. RCDC World though did come in at number 19. Shout out to them.
All
right. So they did come in at 19. Now, understand that this is the Rolling Stone and it's biased. I want y'all to understand this is Rolling Stone's list and they know they biased. So just wanted to make that clear. All right. Number 12. Who is this? Now, I don't know these folks. I just want to make that clear as well. Plastic Tara. She is on TikTok. She has 11.6 million followers. Don't know you. Shout out to you. Anthony.
Who?
Yep. Anthony Fontano. YouTube. 2.9 million subscribers. Shout out to you.
I know you.
Him. Oh, I don't know him.
I know him.
Theo Von comes in. Now, here's the top 10. Theo Von comes in at number 10. Now, Theo Von, I've seen some of his shit on TikTok. He's funny sometimes. He got 6.7. He comes in at number 10. Number 9 is Keith Lee. He got TikTok 16.5 million followers.
But is Keith Lee considered a comedian
This is the top creators of 2024, influential creators of 2024. So that means TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, all the social media platforms. Right. So Keith Lee comes in at number 9. Number 8 is Alex Early. She is on TikTok, 7.1. Don't know her. Shout out to her. Pokey Mane comes in at 6.6 on YouTube. Shout out to her. She's number 7. You heard what I said. Pokey Mane. All right. Number 6 is Alan Chicken Cho. Chicken Chow, sorry. 53.6 million subscribers on YouTube. He comes in at number 6. Duke Dennis. TikTok 5.5, but y'all know him from the Amp House, of course, with Kai and all of them and Phantom. He comes in at number 5, Duke Dennis. Shout out to him. Nara Smith, TikTok 9 million. Don't know her. She comes in at number 4. Top 3, here we go. Mr. Beast at number 3.
I can see it.
308 million subscribers on the YouTubes and, I mean, millions of followers everywhere the fuck else. Y'all know that man be having challenges and giving away money like it's fucking draw
they
season.
Need to blame me about hey, listen,
I already said that shit, HD. I already said, hey, hey, brother, hit my DMs, nigga. All right.
I'll talk about slide on this. God damn. All right. Jesus.
Rent and Link. Excuse me. I think I said his name right. Rent and Link. Rent and Link. Oh, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rent and Link.
Okay. Pretty good.
Okay. They're coming in at number two at 18.7.
Admirable.
Okay. Admirable. And then, of course, at number one is that boy, Kai Cenat. Number one, Kai Cenat. Y'all know he got 12.7 on Twitch, millions of others on YouTube and other platforms. Y'all know he had Kevin Hart, Drewski, all of them on his platform. The whole Tyler, you know, thing went viral. Kevin Hart, that shit went viral.
We just friends though.
Yeah, we just friends though. It's just that was the shit. So again, that was the list. Drewski again is that number 13. Now, Duke Dennis went on his platform and said, "Hey y'all, why is iShow Speed not on this list?" And I was like, "You know what? You're right."
And another one, Mr. Chime Time. I really like Mr. Chime Time.
Mr. Chime Time. That's
deeply
a fact.
I ain't gonna lie.
I like Mr. Chime Time as well. But I think Mr. Chime Time is a little bit too politically incorrect sometimes. That's why they're not gonna put him up on that list. I love Mr. Chime Time because he stayed in Detroit for at least 3 weeks eating the food. I fucked with him. But he just a little bit too politically incorrect. And I fuck with it. You know we fuck with it. But this is Rolling Stone. Now, if you put together a list, Dennis, like, okay, Drewski getting a little bit higher. Some of these white people going the fuck down. I'm not going to lie to you. Or either getting off the list. Desi Banks got to be there.
Yeah, Desi definitely should have been there.
Desi got to be there. iShow Speed.
Even if it's in the 20s.
Yeah, even in the 20s. That's what I'm saying. Dude, he should have been
Desi
there.
Been growing.
Desi been there. Been growing. iShow Speed should have definitely been there. He put a lot of the Kai Cenats and Duke Dennis's on. Real talk, that like okay, when it was these young niggas doing that shit, he was the first one of these young niggas that I was seeing doing that type shit. Him and Kai.
Facts.
So the fact that he's not and what they saying is why he's not on the list or not even in the top 10 because they feel like every creator who said it. Even when Duke Dennis said it on his stream, he should have been like at least five. He like, yeah, me five, I don't give a fuck. He felt like, nigga, to a degree, I felt like he felt like he shouldn't even been on the list. Like, nigga, I'm just Duke. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? But iShow Speed should have definitely been on that bitch. But cool.
Yeah, agree.
Desi not on there. iShow Speed not on there. Drewski at fucking 13. I was like, now hold on. Could have been records. That shit was hilarious. I'm not even going to fucking hold you. Could have been records was fucking hilarious, bro. And you not going to tell me otherwise. And that nigga been working. Now, to Scrap's point, no, he's not the funniest nigga on the internet. No, he's not.
Oh, but no, sir.
No, sir. I agree wholeheartedly with Scrap there. But he is one of the most consistent niggas on the internet. That nigga going to put out a video like damn near every day, every week, every hour, on the hour. He going to make a skit about something. And so, and still to have Could Have Been Records, to secure Raising Cane's as a sponsor, to secure Prize Picks as a sponsor, nigga, that is some cachet shit right there. So I just felt like maybe Drewski could have been like 11 or 10. You feel what I'm saying? Like Keith Lee could have been like maybe like 12 or some shit like that. I don't know. Maybe just the rankings could have been done. But those are your top 25 creators of 2024. Fellas, those are your creators.
Very good.
I guess. Ah! And like I said, shout out to Super Ray 14K. He should have been on the list too. Honorable mention. Desi Banks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Super Ray 14K. iShow Speed.
I mean, you know a couple of honorable mentions on my end is Jack Funny definitely.
Oh, Jack Funny is nice. Yep, Jack Funny's cool.
Bubba Doug.
Yep. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Well, they think consistent. I mean, yeah, You know what I'm saying?
I guess you got to be somewhat of politically correct to a degree. But, you know, I don't think all of these creators are politically correct to a degree. I just think maybe if it's more for the viewing eye, I guess. I don't know. I just know Rolling Stone has its own biases. But that's just me. And I just know that. Because if so, I Show Speed, Desi Banks, and Super Ray 14K at least would have been. I believe Super Ray 14K should have been at least 25. Shit.
Man, that man dropping a new video about dirty food
every day. Let's keep it a fuck. I'm back reacting and shit. I go to his page to see what the fuck he reacting to, nigga.
Talking about we got eating poop scoop. He got the drink dookie on the sticks. What is this?
And he be telling y'all stop popping it. Stop smoking that shit. Huh? You're gonna be bouncing off the walls and shit. All right, y'all, we get into our last part of the show. Usually, you know what I'm saying, I ask the, you know, fellas what they want to say to the people. So we call this segment now Message of the Week. So fellas, what do you want to leave the people off with before we get up out of here?
Nigga, keep pushing. I know it's hard. I know the rent is high, gas is even high, people's expectations of you is even high, but God already said it was going to be in your life, so walk in it. That's my message of the day.
Amen.
Walk in your purpose. Walk in your truth.
Come on, HD. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Scrap, you got a message for the people today?
Just give me my money.
Well, you definitely gotta grow up sometime. I don't know when. You gotta grow up sometime. I don't know when.
Hey,
you gotta grow up, you know.
That's crazy. Give me my money.
Hey, give me my money.
Hey, that nigga said, just give me my money.
You feel me? But nah, man. Hey man, everybody just gotta keep their head up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? Keep grinding, man. Keep working on your craft, man. And ain't no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand.
Well, come on.
Once again, one of these days, you got to grow up.
Hey, I just want to make everybody laugh. Just there, man. Hey, man, y'all.
That's crazy work.
Hey, man, but yeah, man, y'all be easy on this Good Friday. Enjoy y'all weekend, man.
Oh, shit, my side hurt, bro. My side. God damn. That was a great message, Scrap. I appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all niggas. Listen, before we get out of here, let me just hit y'all with this real quick. Life is too short. Make sure that y'all are saying I love you to the people that you love. You feel what I'm saying? Listen, as Scrap and HG already alluded to, life is getting hard. Shit is rising like it ain't risen before. But keep pushing, man. For real. Keep striving. Keep thriving. And I know y'all gonna kill it. You feel me? But you gotta know you gotta kill it. You feel me? And make sure that you're talking to yourself in the mirror, making sure that you are pumping yourself up with that positivity and that encouragement. You feel what I'm saying? So get out there every day and succeed. You feel what I'm saying? Even though when you don't want to. Just do it like Nike. You feel what I'm saying? That's it. That's it. All right. We out of here. Y'all be good. Stay easy. Be breezy. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you find us. You feel what I'm saying? You can find us on the YouTubes, Epic Echo Productions, or wherever you can, you know, get the social medias. We are not on TikTok, but you can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter, Epic Echo Pro, or again, Epic Echo Productions. That's where you can get this content and others like the R&B and Chill podcast, Black Men Win, and Black Hockey as well. For those who may not know, as a network, you feel what I'm saying? Black Men Win and the R&B and Chill podcast are up for nominations for awards this year. So I just wanted to give love. You feel what I'm saying? Epic Echo Productions is out here. We just out here thriving and surviving. And you know what I'm saying? That's it. You feel me? So shout out to
Hey, Black and Man if y'all Wayne. Ain't following Ty on his snap, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me, on his what they call it nowadays, the tick of the top, the man reactions are retarded.
Oh, Instagram, yeah. I'm on Instagram
on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram with the reacts.
I still be trying to figure out what sis be saying, but it be making me holler every time. Every time I hear
she
it,
say,
I hear
she say cut.
I caught a foul. She caught a foot.
She say cut. That's what she means. She mean cut.
I caught a cut. I call cut. A cut. That's crazy. I be trying to figure it out. It sounds like T-Pain when you be like, ooh,
she say
something different
every
time.
Cortada. She say cortada, and cortada means
cut. Cortada. Cortada.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use that now. Yeah. Cortada.
Oh shit. But listen, yeah, follow me on my page, Who Is Tyronza, on my Instagram. I do reactions. I'm back to doing reactions now. So follow me there. Also, you can follow us on Epic Echo Productions everywhere on social media except for TikTok. All right. I love y'all. Y'all be easy, stay breezy. And this has been another one, of course. Be easy, stay breezy, and we'll see y'all on the next one.
Peace.